We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in now, LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach, how are you?
What's up, man? Hey, happy birthday to Cajun Cannon. Oh, man.
Coach, I wish I looked as good as you. All I know is my mind is about 31, even though I'm 61. But my body feels like I'm in my 60s for sure.
Happy birthday, my man.
Well, thank you
many
so
more,
much.
Many more to come.
Many more to come.
Coach,
Bobby, we said it. We're going to 100, man.
We're going 100. I at least I want to live every decade. You know, like I was born 1960, so I want to make it at least to the 1950s. If I could, I mean, 2050. So, yeah, I can't go backwards. So, 1960 to make it to 2050. So, I would have hit every decade. So, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Coach, if we could dive into fall camp, fall practice so far, what do you think of the offensive line in the first scrimmage?
Well, I got to give credit to Brad Davis. Probably the most improved group. We had some problems blocking our defensive line. We had some problems blocking our defensive line and some protection in the first scrimmage. But, boy, they've made some progress this week. He's gotten better in the run game. We had a big 9-on-7 period yesterday. They gashed the defense. They've gotten better. You can see he's making his mark on the offensive line. We still got a ways to go. We got a couple of guys banged up. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he doesn't blink, and he's getting the most out of our guys.
Now, Coach O, along those lines listen, you have depth, you have experience, but it can be thin, whatever. If you look at – you brought back four starters along the offensive line. You know, it might be next man up, whatever happens. But what about the progress of some of the younger offensive linemen? Because somewhere in the year, some of those guys are going to have to play.
You know, Bobby, they're coming. I mean, I've got to say it. I haven't said it yet. I've been waiting for them to come. But Xavier Hill, Marlon Martinez, Charles Stern is probably the most improved, can play center or tackle. Cordell Thomas has made some improvement. And Marcus Dumbleville, those guys have made improvement. They've taken another step. Are they ready to play in the SEC yet? No, but they've taken a step. I promise you that.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at winning in the trenches and how can you affect the opposing quarterback, because, you know, the spread and all that listen, every team could use more pass rushers, but what about the progress of freshman defensive end Savion Jones from St. James? Where is he at
now? He's coming. Savion has made some progress. He is going to be an excellent player for us. He's learning how to play his position. I think he's going to be a great player for us. But I'll tell you what, Bob, we got a four-man rush. This is the best four-man rush we had out of that Bobby Gay. I mean, the guy's unblockable right now.
Whoa.
He's having a great ball. He's doing a lot of great things. I'm very proud. He's come back from an injury, but he's healthy. Andre Anthony's rushing inside. He's rushing outside. B.J. Ogilary, Xavier Corner, who reminds me of Arden Key, is rushing well. Joe Evans. So we got some guys that can rush.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron here on Sports Talk. Outside of Kayshon Boutte, Coach, who's starting to emerge at wide receiver to be a compliment, a two or a three to Kayshon Boutte? He's a stud, certainly, but who's starting to emerge?
I like all those guys, man. Yo's having the best camp for the older guys is Devontae Lee. I mean, he's really come along. Strong receiver, is doing well. But, you know, you look at Trayvon McCoy, Malik Davis, Brian Thomas, Deion Smith. know, John Trey Kirk and Chris Hilton, Ray Jenkins. I mean, it's every day those guys are making plays. So we got a lot of receivers. Nobody has come like the number two receiver yet, but we'll see.
Now, Coach O, because one snap and you never know what's going to happen. You got to be ready to play. And obviously, boy, a tragedy when you consider right before camp what happened to Miles Brennan. But you look at Max Johnson. What are you telling Garrett Nussmeier? I mean, I know he has a lot of swagger. He might take chances and all that. But do you tell him, like, because it's one snap and you could be in there in a real game that counts?
Yeah, Bobby, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The guy has come night and day from the spring. He had another excellent day. I just was watching some tape. He made some excellent throws in the red zone, as you know, some tight windows. He's taking care of the football. Right. He's moving the second offense. The guy looks like if something would happen to Max, he could go in and be a great quarterback for us.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, the running back position in particular with John Emery and Tyron Davis Price, how much are you guys counting on them two to kind of emerge and take a step forward this year?
No, I'm counting on them. But, you know, John has practiced every day. He's done very well. Ty Davis Price has not practiced much. He's had a nagging injury. I'll tell you what, those two young guys, Amani Goodwin and Corey Connor, are shining. Those are two outstanding backs. Kevin Falk has done a great job with them. I think you're going to see a lot of them this year, and they're going to compete. And I think those guys are ready to play.
Now, Coach O, you know, you're a wheelhouse, you know, the D-line, getting after the opposing quarterback. I mean, even though I'm a Saints fan, I'm looking at Patrick Queen and how his progression, how he closed the deal, and especially how he played for the Tigers and now the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. I mean, I think Taysom Hill was freaking shocked how Patrick Queen closed the deal and sacked his behind. And Taysom's thinking like, whoa, what the hell just happened? Who could be that kind of linebacker that all of a sudden just like, whoa, that's at a different level speed kills. You got to be able to run sideline to sideline.
Yeah, you know one thing about them, as you know, Bobby, both him and Devin were tailbacks in high school.
Right.
And when they came here, we didn't know if they were going to play tailback or linebacker. I learned that on the West Coast. Get as many tailbacks as you can. If they don't play offense, put them on defense, they're phenomenal. And that's what those two guys have done. But, you know, Jared Small, I'm telling you, Bobby, he's had a great camp. He's all over the place. He's 5'11", about 205. Buck Strong, he was the best junior college player in the country. Those guys are all over the place. DeMond Clark and Michael Baskerville, those four guys are standing out right now.
How is transfer Mike Jones looked at linebacker from Clemson?
He's doing good. You know, it's a transformation for him. He mostly played nickel at Clemson, so he's playing in the box now. Now he's taking on, you know, Anthony Bradford at 355. You know, instead of covering the slot,
yeah.
It's a little bit different. You know, but you know, he's doing great. He's a great young man. He's going to play for us. He's going to do well.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at whenever the perception are you do have dominant corners, a lot of it is, reputation, but you got to back that up. When you look at Derek Stingley Jr. and then you look at Aliyah Ricks and where they're at, do you feel like right now at times you could put them on an island and say, look, you don't have any help? Because we kind of focus on another area to stop the offense. You might be there by yourself without no safety over the top help. Do you have those confidence in those two individuals where they're at? Because, you look, a sophomore, a junior, but it seems like they're still young. And the sky's the limit for both those guys.
Yeah, I think, Bobby, I think those guys can cover anybody. Obviously, you don't want to make a living doing that. But if we have to, we can do it. Those guys are tremendous players. And you know what? As you look at the spread offense, that nickel position in that slot is awfully important, man. I mean, he's got to cover some of the best receivers in the country. So that Cordell Flott, as Eli Ricks and Derek is, Cordell Flott is just as important in that nickel position.
Now, speaking of that nickel, because I know if I'm – attacking the defense, or whether it's college or NFL. Okay, well, why am I going to listen, Coach? I'll tell you this. I said, why am I going to throw against Deion Sanders if I could go against Bobby Butler or Charles Demery? Charles Demery was the nickel. I guarantee you, I threw 10 to 12 touchdown passes against him. So you're always trying to attack the weak link. So you mentioned Cordell Flott. What about, nickelback, Cameron Lewis, Sage Ryan? Yeah. Is that still kind of wide open where you're at with that nickelback? Yeah. Because the third cornerback is just as important as Derek Stingley or Ricks.
Yeah, I think Cordell Flott is definitely out starting nickel. Cam Lewis and Sage Ryan are backing him up. And I'm going to play for us. But I think Cordell is experienced. The things that we're doing with a nickel and the people that he has to cover, I feel like Cordell is our best nickel.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Derek Stingley Jr. getting some time on offense. Coach, how's he looking?
You know, Derek's been off. Derek's had a nagging injury, nothing that will stop him from playing, but something that if he practices, we could hurt him a little bit more. So we wanted to give him a little time off. It doesn't look like he's going to get any offensive snap. He hasn't practiced much. I think we may get him sometime next week or game week for UCLA. He's definitely going to play. He's definitely going to be fine. We just didn't want to re-aggravate the injury.
Coach, it seems like you guys are dealing with quite a bit of the nagging injuries. Is that just fall camp? It happens. Nothing serious, it seems like.
Well, Coach O, how can they be hurt so much? They do one-a-days. You don't even do two-a-days.
Oh, Bobby, you sound like get off my lawn.
No, I sound like the old fart. Like,
You know, Bobby, it's just a little hamstring, little sprained foot. It ain't nothing. I'm going to tell you what, when we start game playing against UCLA, those lines are going to be full and everybody's going to be on the bus to play, I promise you.
Coach, how much have you heard from fans about potentially making that trip out to UCLA? I would imagine there's quite a few Tigers that are looking ahead out there. Have you gotten any gauge as to how many might go?
Yeah, we want that as a home field advantage.
Yeah, one of my coworkers had to buy 75 tickets today, he told me. Yeah, he said and there's a lot of people in Los Angeles told me they're going to be cheering for them Tigers, man. So I think we have a great crowd out there. It's going to be a tremendous experience. We're going to need those guys out there. And I can't wait to see all that purple and gold in the Rose Bowl.
Have you already begun a little bit of game planning for UCLA, or is that still to come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done that this summer. You know, obviously we had a preliminary game plan for our first four opponents. Now we're going to go back and we're going to see what we're doing now, obviously, with the players that we have now and just tweak that game plan. But we're ready now next week. We're going to start game planning for UCLA just like a bowl. We're going to go the whole week. We have a preliminary scrimmage against UCLA. And then the next week, we're going to repeat that same practice schedule, that same game plan, and we'll be ready to play.
Coach, I know you didn't coach you didn't coach Alan Faneca. We had him on earlier, former LSU Tiger offensive lineman, current now, you know, recently got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I just want to give you an opportunity to talk about Alan Faneca. I know you didn't coach him, but I know you know him well, and man, what a great player he was.
No, he was giving you high praise, Coach O, and I just told him, I said, well, you got to hell bat out and get some players from Virginia, some studs to come to LSU.
You know, I had the opportunity to go to Ben Bordero's camp, Bobby right there, and Christian right there in Grand Isle. They flew with me and Kevin and Derek and Stringfield and one of those helicopters, like a James Bond helicopter down there.
Damn.
Man, we flew down there. and all those players were there. You know, Alan Faneca and all those linemen were there. Jimmy Howe was there and the whole gang, Ben Bordero. And I got to visit with all those guys. And, you know, it's kind of funny, man. All they talk about is their love for LSU. And the time fellowship. And I got, you know, just to get to meet Alan and the first time I met him and congratulate him. And obviously, you know, everybody bled for the purple and gold and welcome in here. I showed his Hall of Fame speech to the team. What a great speech he had. It meant a lot to the team, but for them to see that, very proud of him.
How important is it for you to educate your players, even on generations that have come through there? Maybe they weren't even alive when an LSU Tiger played. How much do you guys talk about the generations that have come through LSU that have had major success at the pro level and even going on to Ken?
All the time. We everybody that's in the Hall of Fame since I've been here, we show our guys. Bobby, today you're like this. Today we showed the goal line stance against Notre Dame where Tommy Hodson had threw an interception and they had the ball on the 2-yard line. and the Tigers held them on the 2-yard line for four downs.
Hold that Tiger.
Lowe's trying to get the ball to Tim Brown at the end of that fourth quarter. You remember that? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
You know, we put in goal line defense, so that's one of the best plays of football to get a great goal line stands in Tiger Stadium. So, yes, we keep up with the tradition of LSU, and we're very proud of
it. You know, Coach O, when I think about it, because it's all about networking and showing the love, that the bottom line is north, south, east, west, who loves LSU, who's a big part of LSU, and could be a part of that for the future success. So, to me, that's the bottom line. You had a great experience, and you want to embrace that. That's why I think you're doing an outstanding job getting the old school players, the alumni, to be part of the organization, the program going forward, because the young players realize that if I have success, they will appreciate me and bring me back home in the future.
Tiger for life, man. And you're right, Bobby. That's what it's all about. You know, as you know, this is a short time here.
Yep.
They may think it's a long time right now at camp. They don't think camp's ever going to end. But 3 or 4 years is a short time in your lifetime, and it lasts for the rest of your life.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Hey, happy birthday to Cajun Cannon. Take it easy, my man.
All right, Junior. All right, go Tigers.
All right, we'll step away and come back for Regis and Maurice. Also, our NASCAR report with Tim Zimmer coming up. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.